The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kieran Rosaria, CEO of Cadence Minerals, KDNC is ticker there. Kieran, thanks for joining me.
A pleasure as always, Justin.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on, and there's news coming out all the time, so it'd be nice to look into some of these RNSs you've released recently, and also touch on a map if we could, because I know that's of significant importance amongst shareholders. But before we do, as always, just give us a brief summary for people never heard of you maybe. What is Cadence Minerals all about, Kieran?
Yeah, Justin. So yeah, Cadence is an investment company. We invest in public and private assets, and we've specifically focused on the commodity sectors around iron ore, so bulk metals and iron ore, and the minerals and materials that will power the electric revolution, which is coming through electric vehicles.
Yeah, it is a revolution, absolutely. So the MacArthur and Minerals RNS out today. What's the significance of that? Was it last night? I've forgotten the dates for it. No, today, that's right. So what's the significance of that to Cadence then, if you could?
Yeah, absolutely. So MacArthur Minerals is primarily an iron ore development company. They've got a substantial iron ore magnetite and hematite deposit in Western, in Australia, which they're developing. But, you know, historically, they've had some investment in both some lithium assets and some gold assets. So this is the significance here is that they've got and there's an interesting party doing some due diligence, which I assume is to, look at acquiring, joint venturing into some central gold in some lease tenements in the central gold fields of Western Australia. I think it's important two fronts. It probably, if that can crystallize, they can really focus furthermore effort into their iron ore deposits, which we, you know, we're interested in. Mm-hmm. We've got 1% of MacArthur. And while I like this as well, I suppose it's an interesting thing about gold in itself as a commodity, is that with all this fiscal, with all this very loose monetary policy, we're probably going to see some inflation. And, you know, gold is an interesting commodity to be in, especially if there's copper associated, it even better because of the use of copper in electric vehicles. But yeah, so this is really interesting for us. I think it's good to see MacArthur focusing on its assets, its iron ore assets, and looking would appear to be sort of divesting some of it and getting value out of some of its other tenements, which include its gold tenements and some lithium tenements it has as well.
Yeah, okay, cool. And again, another release there, but the Hastings project there in Yangibana, a rare earth project, your joint venture there's Hastings Technology. Take us through that RNS if you could, please.
Yeah, this was really important because, you know, one of the things that we've always seen as risks with these projects, because although they're technically really good and, you know, the ones that we've invested in and have got stakes in that have been technically successful, was always that there's a large capex associated with it. And we've seen with Bacanora Minerals getting its equity portion of $65 million done. We've now just seen with Hastings this week that they've secured $100 million. Which basically is their equity portion for the capital development of their asset. And that Hastings asset has an NPV of around Australian dollars, $549 million, got a mine life of 13 years. And, the payback period on this asset, 3.4. Now, what's the significance for Cadence? Well, we have a JV over some, like Bacanora, we have a JV of 30% over some of the licenses, in particular the Yangibana license. There's multiple licenses, and that Yangibana license will get, it's in the current mine schedule of their DFS, will get mined from around year six to the year end. So that's, you know, there's a read across value there. So now that we know that it's technically successful, it's been managed to, you know, they've done a DFS, the next risk with the hurdle that they've achieved now, which is great, they've now got the full equity portion, $100 million plus, I think they've got another $24 million cash balance, means they've now got the full equity portion to accelerate the development of this asset and bring it into production. You know, it's a rare earth deposit. Again, rare earth, specifically this deposit, has got high levels of neodymium. And by their own words, they call it a world-class neodymium deposit, which forms part of the permanent magnets utilized in electric vehicles. Again, you know, that same idea of lithium, rare earth minerals, which are really important in electric vehicles. So a great thing. We're seeing progress again across these assets that we have JVs on, Bacchanora and Hastings, going into production, which is, it's great to see.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I can't let you go without, you know, talking about the Emapa iron ore project, your sort of flagship there. How is that proceeding? You know, given the court ruling allowing the operator to start, you know, shipping the material, how does that affect the settlement agreement you've agreed in principle with the Secure Bank creditors there, Kieran?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, of course, we're not going to say anything that's outside of what we've already announced, but ultimately, as rightly pointed out, we have an agreement in principle with the banks, and we're now getting to, you know, we're going through the drafting, the documents of that settlement agreement. So that's progressing, and it's progressing well. The court ruling is entirely separate to that settlement agreement. They're not linked. The court ruling doesn't require us to, you know, accelerate the settlement agreement. It's DEV and is allowed to ship that material for a net of $10 million, which will be utilized as per the schedule, which is effectively to reinvest into the asset and pay off some labor creditors. So that will proceed. There's no linkage between the two. Of course, if we get the settlement agreement done before the first shipment or before the money comes in from the first shipment, you know, then we'll apply it to the settlement agreement rather than the schedule. But if not, the operator gets the money, and you know that gets reinvested. Why the settlement is important to Cadence? Because it is only upon that settlement agreement that we vest our 20%. So although the asset will be, could be generating revenue, it doesn't really attribute to us until we have that settlement agreement done. So we're really pushing to get that done as quick as possible, so that we can vest our 20% and realize, you know, that value to us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're happy though. It's progressing very well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we've talked about this asset for, you know, for quite a while now. And, you know, the obstacle has been ultimately we've achieved targets along the way that we said we would do. The obstacle has been the settlement agreement with the bank. I wouldn't call it an obstacle. It's just taken time, both COVID, you know, and we've got three jurisdictions with different business styles, etc., which just takes time for them internally to agree, to get a consensus to come back to us. But every time they come back to us, we've been responding within a week because we want to get this done, because the quicker we can get our 20%, the quicker we can reinvest and, you know, get this asset to production and take advantage of, you know, the stimulus that's occurring in the iron ore industry with infrastructure and fiscal spending across the world. And that is going to have and take advantage of these high iron ore prices.
Absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, you know what to do now, Kieran. Three reasons, three bullet points, if you could, why someone should hit that follow button and add Cadence Minerals to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. So let's go on the macro picture. The first reason is that Cadence is involved in assets across the commodities that we believe are critical for the critical for the future of electric vehicles, and are going to be critical for the fiscal stimulus that's going around the world at the moment. So we're involved in commodities and minerals that will form part of the future and future of electric vehicles, and have increasing demand going forward. And we've got assets, so that's the first one. We've got assets, whether in the iron ore with Emapa, which we've talked about the value there. It, you know, under written down value by Anglo American, it was worth $600 million. Let's look to crystallize that value to us as well. And the last one is that we have a suite of other assets that are, you know, substantially de-risked. You know, we've invested them from all the way from pre-resource. They are now, as we've just talked about, at the point, or a large majority of them are at the point where they're funding to construction and revenue stream. So, you know, the hard work is paying off here for Cadence.
Absolutely. Marvellous stuff. It was good to chat to you again, Kieran, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much, fella.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.